This is the Latham Report, a weekly journal of news and views from Iowa Congressman Tom Latham.
In Washington, there's a never-ending string of drama and surprise. If an issue reaches the attention of the nation, politicians talk endlessly, grandstand on Sunday talk shows, and declare victory over the other side. There's just one thing they often forget to do while talking into the microphones and smiling at the cameras. That is, fix the problem. But every once in a while, an issue comes up where people from both sides of the aisle in Washington want to work together. We're in the midst of one of those issues now. The present energy crisis, with gas prices at all-time high, is just that. Unfortunately, gas prices are lowering the standard of living for Iowans and all Americans. Iowa families are forced to make a decision between gas in the car and what they'll have for dinner. They're forced to make decisions between gas in the car and saving for retirement, college, or health care. In the last 2 years, since Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, promised to show American families her common sense plan to lower gas prices, the cost of a gallon of gas has risen by more than 70%. In the 2 years since then, Americans' paychecks certainly haven't risen by 70% to cover the increased costs of gas, and the common sense plan she spoke about still has yet to materialize. Throughout this meteoric rise in gas prices, I've been working for immediate and effective energy reform and a bipartisan solution. I've invited both Republicans and Democrats to join me in working for this solution. There is a significant bipartisan group of members of Congress who are tossing aside party labels to support 7 different pieces of energy legislation, creating a comprehensive solution to both short and long-term energy problems. These 7 pieces of legislation address the need for an immediate increase in domestic energy production, for the continued and expanded promotion of clean and reliable energy, and an increase in supply and energy efficiency. Along with 2/3 of the American people, there are many members of Congress who support quick action on comprehensive energy reform, except for one. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has the power to call this and any other legislation to the floor for a vote. In her role, the Speaker holds the ultimate position of power in the House to decide which legislation is considered by a vote and which will be blocked and thus remain in limbo. She holds the key and the power to call a vote on comprehensive energy reform. Unfortunately, Speaker Pelosi is choosing to use her power to block energy reform. One Washington newspaper proclaimed this week that, quote, Pelosi has maintained that no new acres be open for drilling along the East Coast, the West Coast, portions of the Gulf Coast, or in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, end quote. Against the wishes of members of her own party, Nancy Pelosi is ignoring a bipartisan call for action for a vote in the House of Representatives. More importantly, she's ignoring the pleas of more than 2/3 of the American public who continue to be forced to pay exorbitant gas prices and want to see the Speaker call a vote on energy reform. These energy bills, which will give America our energy independence and lower gas prices for Iowa families, have been locked away and blocked from a vote by Speaker Pelosi. I, along with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, will continue to work together to support energy reform in a bipartisan manner, and we will continue to appeal to Speaker Pelosi to listen to the people of Iowa and the people of the United States and allow a vote on these important energy reforms now.
You have been listening to the Latham Report with Iowa Congressman Tom Latham. Contact Congressman Latham with your questions and opinions by calling toll-free 1-866-428-5642 or on the web at www.tomlatham.house.gov.